Lord, we're thankful this morning that you're still speaking. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And thank you for angels that are around us this morning as we come into revelation knowledge of your word. Thank you for every person who's listening, every home, every church, all over the world. We're so thankful. We're thankful that our nation is under your control, and all the things that we're seeing happening in the world that seem like things are out of hand, but we know that you're still in control of those who permit you to be in control of their lives. So this morning we thank you for every person that revelation knowledge will go into their hearts. Whatever question they have, whatever direction they need, whatever wisdom, I pray that the Son and the Spirit function in every person under the sound of my voice, that they'll be able to discern what is you and what is from the world. Holy Spirit, help me speak the word clearly. You've spoken to me about many things. Help me to take my time and let you unfold to us steps we should take. We praise you. We honor you here at Word of Life Christian Center. You've been good to us, even though things have been trying to attack, but we have used the word to take our stand. We praise you and honor you now. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In the Lord's Gospel, John chapter 10, there's a particular verse in which I'm going to deal with a particular subject. But the verse is John 10, 27. I have to read around it to signify its meaning. But we're going to talk about what happened when the Word of God becomes the voice of God. What happened when the Word of God become to you, or through you, to you and through you as the voice of God? We're going to find out a lot of people got a lot of vocabulary of scriptures, but it's just the Word of God. It has not become the voice of God. And you cannot present kotele bosa. You cannot present God's word back to him just as a word. It has to be a revelation. It has to be a voice. He give you his voice. These two scriptures, I might read three or four scriptures. John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice. You see that? Underline voice. He didn't say my sheep hear my word. And I know them. And they follow me. You cannot follow Jesus by just hearing the word.
Uh-huh. That's right.
How many see it?
So.
All right. I'll go on to that, Lord. Isaiah 55, 11. We talked about it, but let's go to it. Now remember that first verse. Then I'm going to come back and read some more verses over there. Isaiah 55, 11. I got to take it here because I'm excited that I want you to see this in the beginning of this revelation, because when the revelation starts coming out, these verses are going to hold you where you're going to be able to hear his voice. Now, Isaiah 55, 11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Where you say it goes forth?
Out of his mouth.
Where you say it goes forth?
Out of his mouth.
Yeah, see. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, actually, what he's saying is, when the word goes forth out of my mouth, it is a voice. Okay, that changes things. It should not, now look what he says, it should not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. But you have to know where the next scripture give it to you. I want you to join in this scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture to join in with Isaiah 55, 11, and why it hadn't been happening. The scripture is Luke 21:15. See this before I go any further. Luke 21:15. Remember Isaiah 55:11. Remember I said a word from God has to become a voice to you. And look at Luke 21:15. And so the reason that the vocabulary of scriptures you've been speaking has not manifested as they should, because it never became a voice to you. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Look what 21:15 says. For I will give you a mouth. What we just read in Isaiah 55:11 came out of his mouth, right?
Yes, sir.
And wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. I submit to you, this is the same mouth in Isaiah 55:11. So it's not longer just talking, it's a voice. It creates, it has power, it has glory in it. All right? Now, notice in Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter 6. I know a lot of time people proud about preaching one verse, but the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Acts chapter 6 now. I want to make sure the transition is understood here, because it would transform your ministry to your life. Wow. Transform your ministry to your life. All right. In Acts 6, verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. You see that?
Yes,
yeah, that's talking about Philip there. He is full of the word of God. Now go back to John 10 and I'll start opening it up for you. Go back to John 10 and show you when God word become a voice to you, you operate in God's wisdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God word become wisdom when it become a voice to you. You know, you can't forget John 6:63. We talked about that. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Then after I speak them to you, you have a voice. You're not repeating. You're not parakeeting. You're not saying something over. It's really in you. All right. We're talking about what happened when the word of God become the voice of God. Now, back in John again, John 10, give me a minute, because I want to establish this to change you into another person in the aspect, and I feel the anointing already. I'm trying to be calm because there's so much here. Let me read this to you for you in John 10. For this to happen for you, it would have to become personal. And you must be willing to press through all the distraction, deception, double-mindedness. There are three things: distraction, deception, and double-mindedness. You must be able to press through that. It's personal. The word personal is important. And then the word press is important. For this to happen, for your words to turn into God's voice, for this to happen for you, it would have to become personal. You must be willing to press through all the distraction, deception, and double-mindedness you're going to find in the church. By deciding to know the truth and walk in the truth by faith.
Yes, sir.
All right? Now, in John 10:3, to him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his what? voice. I can't hear y'all. You hear his voice, underlying voice. And now voice and word is not the same thing. See? And he called his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. So it revealed here, God cannot lead you by just hearing the word. Oh, I know it hurts. Say, ouch. He can't lead you by just hearing the word. You have to pay close attention and you have to hear his voice. You can have a great vocabulary of scriptures, but not being led. Dangerous. Go on and read in verse 4. And when he put forth his own sheep, talking about Jesus, he goes before them. The sheep follow him. Don't care what nobody else telling. For they know his voice. That is again, they know his voice. Now hear the revelation. God is calling the church to hear his voice, not just his word. When you hear his voice, then you have a voice. You can't have just a voice. You can't have a voice with just a word. You just got a vocabulary. You just got a volume. Are you following it? I tell you what, you listen to me today and go speak to something. What would happen? You listen to me and go back and speak to that situation. I want you to see that word voice. All right? Look at the fifth verse. And a stranger would it not follow, but will flee for them. For you're not going to make it. That's a strange voice. You're not going to make it. That's a strange voice. I got you. That's a strange voice.
Right.
You're losing. That's a strange voice. You're failing. That's a strange voice. Your child never coming back. That's a strange voice. Huh? You're not going to ever have enough. That's a strange voice. You're sick. That's a strange voice. I'm healthy. See, if you know the real voice, when the strange voice comes, you say, no, you're lying to me. You're a liar. You lie. See, you tell anything that caused your life not to have the abundant life, you call it a lie with the voice of the revelation of God's word. You got it? You saw that? Huh? All right. And then you go back to verse 27, and then we're going to go to work. My sheep hear my voice. Didn't say my sheep hear my word. My sheep hear my voice. A whole lot of people hearing the word. Y'all with me? Hey, y'all going in another, this is another territory now. This is another dimension. My sheep, the Holy Ghost, my sheep hear my voice. And you can't have a voice until you hear the voice.
Right.
Yeah. The word, the voice is in the word. But if you just got the word, you don't have the voice. And I know them and they follow me. Now, let me go back to set some things up for you that I wrote. It is not the word in your head. It is a word in your heart that make things happen. So the word in your head is a word.
Yeah.
The word in your heart becomes a voice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see it. Uh-huh. You see the difference? You see the difference?
Yeah.
See? So a lot of things we've been trying to accomplish with the scriptures, we have not gone there. Because a lot of time we have a strong vocabulary with scriptures with no voice. Vocabulary, voice. See, you don't need no 9 scriptures when you got a voice. See, the reason we're adding on all these scriptures and staying so long on the same subject is because we're speaking words without a voice. Look at Proverbs 4:21. He said in the 20th verse, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. He tell you about keeping them in the midst of your heart. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them. Now he's talking about your inner eye. Not your outer eye, your inner eye. Your inner eye show you things the voice should speak. So the word, this is what the Lord told me, the word is not just to increase your scripture vocabulary. Well, I'm preaching. The word is not just to increase your scripture vocabulary. There are many people today who can quote series of scriptures, but have never drawn any benefit from them. Listen, God intends you to create time for his word. Be available to the word, wait on the word until the word become a voice. My God, my God. I have to give you some more things. I wrote in a little diary somebody bought me from Christmas. I have to give you some more things here that is in this little book. Having a scripture vocabulary. Or some people think by speaking the word loud, it's going to make something happen. And I heard the Spirit of God says many Christians are soundtracks. Wow. They're soundtrack. Sound good, but it don't have no power because it haven't become a voice. Voice in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost called it a sealed voice. When one try to operate in scriptures without letting the scripture become a voice, is making a statement with no supernatural force. Your time is up. You're going to speak supernaturally.
Yes.
Because you're going to stick. You see, you can't say what God said unless God said it to you. So a lot of people try to parakeet God. You can't. Because there's an enemy. Know that you don't have a voice. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Saying the word and speaking the word is not the same. Saying the word and speaking the word. Now, you know, you've got to have a voice. You can't have a voice. You speak, because you're speaking into another realm.
Uh-huh.
See? You see, you're speaking a revelation. You're not speaking a repeat. You're not repeating something. You're speaking a revelation. It's a lie. I tell you, after this morning, I dare you speak to that situation based on the revelation God gave you. See, listen. Speak, saying the word. See, all you can do is say the word if you don't have a voice.
Uh-huh.
See, but when the revelation comes and you have the word, now you have a voice.
Yes, sir.
You speak it.
Yes, sir.
He told me to tell you, the word is settled. Nothing's supposed to talk back to you after you have spoken the word to it. Jesus' ministry It's been given to us. He said, the work that I do, shall you do also in greater works. Well, here's a description of Jesus when he speak. Never a man spoke like this man. As he is, so are we in this world. Can you see where we're at? We're coming from the written word, the spoken word, to a voice. John 7:46, never a man speak like this man. We have to add so many things to our lives to try to walk in what God wants us to walk in. But I heard in Matthew 8, speak the word only. That's all you need when you have a voice. You speak the word only. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 brings a divine light in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. It brings a divine light, a divine light, a divine life. We have in the same spirit of faith. See, you cannot operate in the spirit of faith without a voice. You can't operate in the spirit of faith with scripture. What? You can't operate in the spirit of faith with your Bible. What? You operate in the spirit of faith when you become the Bible.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Come on, Todd.
We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Uh-huh. All right. What make what written work? What transform what is written into a voice? I believe.
Yes, sir.
And therefore have I spoken. See? You got to believe before you speak it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And it's not a voice until you believe it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see that.
So most Christians have never operated in the spirit of faith. We have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. No, we're trying to jump to Mark 11:23. Very, very, I said, who's else? You ain't got no voice. Shut up. You don't have a voice until you believe. And you can't believe until you receive. And you can't receive until you get a revelation. We're constantly jumping from one scripture to another one. This scripture is not through talking to you yet. Now we have the same spirit of faith according as it's written, I believe. And therefore have I spoken. Now, I got a voice now.
Yes, sir.
A combination of believing, hearing, believing, then I speak.
Yes, sir.
We also believe and therefore speak with a voice.
Yes.
See it?
Yes, sir.
And again, I want to make it a little more brighter to you this morning. Listen very carefully. You're speaking from an inner voice. When the word is revealed to you, you're speaking from an inner voice. You hear me now, I got a natural voice. But when you speak from an inner voice, it converts your natural voice into the voice of God. Whatever come out your mouth is just like coming out of God's mouth. All right. All right. So what it is letting the Spirit open you to another realm. What I said? All right, go to Revelation now. Letting the Spirit open. Go to Revelation. Letting the Spirit open you to another realm of living. Mm-hmm. Good God Almighty.
Come on, sir.
I feel like shouting now, but I can't. I can't do it right now. I might shout before it's over, but I can't do it right now because it's so important that you catch a hold of this thing. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. No matter what the conditions are, no matter what rise in 2021, I just want you to sit down in verse 10. John was in a bad situation, out stranded on the island, but he wasn't on the island. And so Christians gonna have to right now get to the place that no matter what happened, they're operating in another realm. John wasn't out there crying. Verse 10, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice. The voice, he didn't say I heard his word. He heard a voice. He went beyond the word. He went beyond the word. He went beyond chapter 5, verse 6. He went beyond that. He heard God himself. In 2021, I'll preach the New Year message Tuesday. You're going to have to hear God. You can't hear scriptures. You're going to have to hear God himself. I was in the spirit on the Lord day, heard a voice, heard behind me a great voice. Voice that in control, as of a trumpet. All right, you go on. Now, y'all ready? Y'all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
You got to be ready now for where we got to go now.
Yes, sir.
Voice 12. Ooh, my goodness. Listen. Ooh, my goodness. Y'all know where we're at now? Revelation 1:12. 1:10, he heard a voice. When you hear a voice, there's a quality of life coming to you, and I turn to see the voice. He didn't only hear the voice. He said, I turn to see the voice. Have you ever seen the voice? Because when you hear the voice, you see him. You see the results. And then he goes on to them seven churches, and he kept telling them, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, that it become a voice to you. Just go on, you know, Revelation 2:11, 17, 29, 3:13, 22. He said, the church have to hear the voice. 2:11, I'll read that one. 2:11, look at Revelation 2:11. Then I'm going on to the next point. He that has the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying, says unto the churches. He that overcometh should not be hurt of the second death. And you go on and on. You got seven churches that he spoke to. In the voice of Jesus is the mysteries of the kingdom. Them little serenade sermons is not going to help in 2021. You're going to have to know what you're doing. You can't get your emotion and jump and run around. You're going to have revelation, and you're going to have to speak like a God.
That's right.
Turn to Matthew 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Aren't you happy?
Yes, sir.
That the Lord is teaching you how to have a voice. When you speak from now on, you're going to know it's over, it's done. You don't have to pray about it 19 times. You pray only prayers of thanksgiving once you have a voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. No. Not just a vocabulary, not just, that's why people die praying. Because they don't have a voice.
Come on, sir.
They just have a volume.
Yes, sir.
Sound. A soundtrack.
Come on, sir. Mm-hmm.
Satan needs to hear the voice of Jesus.
Come on, sir.
And the Lord, by revelation, this morning, is giving you his voice. What happened when the word of God become the voice of God? You see it? You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. In Matthew 13, verse 9. Write this down. In the voice of Jesus is the mistress of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. In the voice of Jesus is the mistress of the kingdom. And I'll give you a little, I'll whet your appetite a little bit for the new year that's coming. Uh-huh. You change from a zone mm-hmm. to a realm. You change from a zone. Most people living in a zone. But in 2021, everybody who want to live going to have to move into a realm.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I'm preaching. I'm not going to preach it this morning. I want you to have a voice. Yes, I want you, when you speak the word of God, you're not only repeating, but you're speaking from a voice
yes,
that know that you have authority, an anointing
yes, sir.
To cause things to happen. So tonight, voice here, who has the ears to hear, let him hear.
Uh-huh.
I'll go on and read a little bit. 10th verse here, and the disciple came and said to him, why speakest thou unto them in parable? He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can read a Bible.
Uh-huh.
Sinners reading Bibles.
Uh-huh.
Christian and cults reading Bible, but it's somebody who can hear and see and become. Oh my God. They got people quote voice in the chapter or run a ring around you and I. They know it, they memorize it. But all we gotta do is say one word and change a whole city. See. We've been fighting these battles. We don't supposed to be fighting. We're supposed to be calling the shot.
Yes, sir.
So now on, you're calling the shot. You're going to say, yeah, call things that be not. And though they were, because they are, because you're creating them with your voice.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said in the 11th verse, he answered them, saying to them, because it's given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. For whosoever has, verse 12, for whosoever have a voice, to him should be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever have not a voice, from him should be taken away, even that he has. Ooh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Give me a voice, Lord. Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall not hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, that I should heal them. Oh my goodness. Look at verse 16. But blessed are your eyes for they see
uh-huh.
and your ears for they hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it, Lord. When you have a voice, you're the one who is hearing and seeing
mm-hmm.
and understanding
wow.
and knowing. Now, I have everybody going to perk up now. Because after I said that, he said, tell them this. Real abundance is about to break out in your life.
Yes.
Ooh, that's from the Spirit.
Yes.
That's a voice there. That's a voice. He gave me that voice. Real abundance is about to break out in your life.
Yes,
everything that's been held back from you.
Everything.
About to be turned loose.
Come on.
But you hear the man of God preaching that God wants you to have a voice.
Uh-huh.
Once you hear, you'll be able to see, perceive, and understand.
Yes, sir.
Turn the jam, a lot of scripture. Turn the jam.
Uh-huh.
I'm preaching from one scripture, John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. But I'm giving you a lot of things to go with it. so you can feed on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they say, you know, a lot of times people think you're deep. You can't preach. They preach one voice. You don't need all the scripture. You just do what you do, and I do what I do.
Come on,
sir. And see who get the results.
Uh-huh.
About to make a statement. I want y'all to get it, all right? James chapter 1. Now listen to what I'm going to say this now. Once you go beyond volume and you hear his voice, revelation is released, then you will step out as a doer no matter what no one else says. See, once you recognize, see, you step out as a doer, then James 1:22, it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. James 1:22. And you know, the word believing and deceiving rhymes, don't they? Believing, deceiving, they rhyme. Don't let that rhythm catch you. See, you're going to have to believe. See, because a lot of times people reading the scripture being deceived. See, deceiving and believing rhythmically has a rhyme. Make sure you're not falling for reading the scripture and still being deceived. Hearing you can't go there or you can't have that. Who you talking to?
Come on,
sir. I want to say something else. Who you talking to? Who you think you talking to? I know the truth. Jesus told me when I know the truth, it give me a voice. It set me free.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Oh, my. 22:23. Look at 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding a natural face in the glass. For he behold himself and goes away and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But look at verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, what did he say about that man? That man shall be blessed, that woman shall be blessed in her deed. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hearing the voice of Jesus will build a sacred life that the enemy nor the world system can rob.
Wow.
Your days of being robbed is over.
Oh,
you sit with the word till you hear the voice. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24 to 25, you'll see that in that text. All right, Lord, I'll go to it. Matthew 24. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, we're going to have to, I want to say to ministers at LTMA, we're going to have to preach for results. We're going to have to preach not a pretty sermon. We're going to preach where people can apply what you preach.
Yes,
we have to preach for application, not just for revelation. We got to preach that application can take place. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you sound.
Yes,
every person who listens to me, when they leave here, they're solid. Because you know what? The Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit don't come, it don't make them what you say. But when you preach that, oh my, I feel him now. When you preach that word and rightly divide that word, the Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit said, now I got somebody I can anoint now.
Yes, sir.
They're not just in their soul with emotion. See, because I need to talk to your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, so your spirit can inform your soul. Oh my, let me find a place to close here. Hearing the voice of Jesus will produce a sacred life. A sacred life is a life that has a voice. that the enemy nor the world system can rob.
Come on.
Now, it's about to get rough in the system. And Satan will get more cheeky. I don't know if you knew that word. I'm just down south. But he'll get more cheeky in your family and cheeky in your life, cheeky in your finances. You got to be able to answer him with a voice. And he's going to tell the other demons, say, let's go. This person know who they are. But they got a whole lot of more people who think they know who they are. Well, let's go to their house.
Come on, sir.
Let me read this now. You want me to read that? Matthew 24. Say, give me a hum. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Go spin that. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. It feel good. I feel good, too. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I get there. I pray like that sometimes. I just like the feeling of it. But right now, you're going to need to know something. See, you say, Satan say, all right, let's go. Satan say, Get the chance weapon on him, you see.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think this is a good message.
Yes, it is.
I think it's going to change your life.
Yes, sir.
I think when you speak over your children, things are going to happen. Everything. Speak over your finances. Speak over your health.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Matthew 4:24. And his fam went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torment, and those which was possessed with devils, and those was lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judah and from beyond Jordan. Well, something happened, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It changed your life. Is the word of God the voice of God for you, or just a sermon to enjoy? Imagine the question again, because I'm going to hit you with three scriptures. Is the word of God the voice of God for you, or just a sermon to enjoy? John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Not just a sermon. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the soul, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
That's
if that don't get it, Ephesians 6:17b. The sword of the Spirit. Speaking and hearing the voice of God through his word. Speaking and hearing the word of God through his word. 1 Corinthians 1:18. We're going to need to be in these places. How about the clover? We need to be in these places. I got to get word of life in these places. Oh, we're going to have a good time. We're going to shout and jump. But I got to get you in some places where you know what you're shouting about. And when you go home, you don't fall back in depression. Just shouting at church. You need to be to shout in your bedroom and shout in your kitchen. Yeah. Shout in your backyard. Yeah. Spirit of God ought to come on you walking down your driveway. Nobody else with you. Ain't nobody saying no scriptures. Nobody saying that all of a sudden God come. All of a sudden you dancing out in your yard.
Come on.
That's your yard dance. God give it to you.
Come on.
Every now and then you need to make a little move.
Come on.
The goodness of God, man. Don't let nobody stop you from praying God. These crazy people ain't stop from praising their demon.
Come on.
They'll get half naked and shaking in front of you. Doing their thing. Making millions of dollars, half naked. You ain't gonna dance for God who owned the whole world?
Come on.
The wealth is about to be transferred.
Yes. Yes.
They nerve it. That's why they're cutting up and raising so much hell. They know something going on. There's a shaking going on. There's a remnant of the church gonna be so powerful in finances, it's gonna make everybody bow.
Yes. Yes.
I'll be in the number. You can sit there and be all cute if you want and say, I'm doing all right. No, you're doing, and no. Welfare, civil rights, these things done a little bit, but it crippled us because we're waiting on somebody else to set us free.
Come on.
Shoot, man. You're free already. John 8:32 says, you shall know what? The truth, and it shall what?
Make
you free. I mean, don't wait on no man to give you nothing.
That's right.
And don't let him give you something to make you live on a certain level.
Yeah.
Pay the doggone taxes.
Yeah.
Have too much. Pay the tax. Pay the doggone taxes. Have too much. Have enough to pay some taxes. Don't let them cut your life down just not to pay taxes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I want
to have some money.
Yeah,
they try to level you, man. You living on tomorrow and think you're getting away. Gee, that boy riding in a truck and doing them thing, they beating somebody. They ain't got no money. Ride around, shoot. I'm jerking them out of them truck, man. Come on. 1 Corinthians 18, I'm going to close. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18, or 18. Chapter 1, verse 18. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good to us.
Yes.
But you haven't seen nothing yet.
Seen nothing.
He's about to move
in
mighty ways.
Yes.
I see it in the realm of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Things going to get worse in some places, but some places about to blossom. Those who know how to walk in the steps of the Lord. I heard the word say the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
And he is delighted in his ways.
Yes, sir.
I heard in Romans 8:14, as many as be led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes.
You see, we're talking about having a voice. And I heard Jesus in his voice say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
I shall not want.
Yes.
But I was talking to my wife the other day. You can't claim that voice without the rest of the psalm. He leaded me into green pasture. He leaded me beside the still waters. And he restored my soul. And he lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, what a life.
Yeah.
I want you to hear in my closing. I'm going to preach sermon. I'm going to talk to you. I want you to see something. And I want you to have a voice. I don't want you just carrying the Bible around. But I want you to get on top of the Bible.
Yeah.
And let the Bible carry you around.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just want to stir you up a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
Our God.
Yeah.
Is able.
Yes, he is.
He's the one who locked the lion jaw.
Yes.
He's the one who took the heat from the fire.
Yes.
He's the one who made a way to cross without a boat.
Yes.
He opened the Red Sea.
Yes.
Our God
is
the one who will face a Goliath
and
take him out with a slingshot.
Yes.
You got to know you're serving a big God.
Yes.
You got to know you got serving a God that you can dance about. You're serving a God that you can sing about. See, I know I got to preach a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, he's been good to me. Has he been good to you? I think I'll turn around because he's been so good to me. I think I'll turn around and see where I come from and see how far the Lord has brought me. He brought me from a mighty long ways. I know there were times that I looked like I wasn't going to make it. I seen the thunder roll, and I heard the thunder thundering. But I cover me. God covered me and brought me from a mighty long way. I know he haven't done nothing for nobody else on the line. And I know he haven't done nothing for you. But I just want to praise him this morning. I just want to say, Lord, you've been good to me. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. I want to praise you in public. I don't want to just praise you in private, but I want to glorify you this morning. I want to say I'm not worried about a thing because I got God's hand on my shoulder. I'm not worried about failing because I already have won the battle. I'm thank God for the hill called Calvary. Thank God. Thank God it only lasts for 3 days. Thank God there come a third day. Calvary was over and the resurrection took over. Hallelujah. You might be dealing with something now and look like you're nailed to the cross, but just hang there. Hang there and praise him, because it only gonna last for 3 days. He coming to get you out of it. Oh God, hallelujah. I just want to preach a little bit. I want y'all to take the sermon, you see. And I know I got to preach, stir y'all up a little bit. So I'll be doing it. I'll stir you up. I'm gonna give you a lot of information and stir you up. Hallelujah. So you'll know I preach. But I want you to take that information you heard and start using it now. When you study the scripture, I want you to stay there until you get a voice. Once you get that voice, you're creative, you're in authority, you have anointing. And I'm telling you right now, everything, my brothers and sisters, everything you're dealing with have been dealt with this morning.
Yes, sir.
You don't just want a volume, speaking the scripture loud. You don't just want a large vocabulary.
Yes.
You want to know that you have a voice.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what we did this morning? We shift from just Bible to God.
Yes, sir. That's good, sir.
See the information turn into revelation.
Yes, sir.
She's saying, see, the Bible, the word says, let the redeemed say so.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't quote. You can't quote the Bible. Just quote it. You have to know that what you saying, you remember Isaiah 55:11?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You remember Luke 21:15?
Yes, sir.
Just meditate those two scriptures. And see, now God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. But his word put his thought and his ways in you. Therefore, you can leave Isaiah 55:11 and go to Luke 21:15. Because I give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy can't gainsay. He can't stop nor resist. That's my mouth, boy.
Yes,
I'm giving you my mouth. I'm giving death and life are in the power of your tongue. As a man thinketh, so is he.
Yes,
may the meditation of my mouth, meditation of my heart, and the word of my mouth could, God Almighty, become one.
Yes, sir.
You got a voice. Now, you be here with me Tuesday. Because I'm going to take it in a new year.
Yes, sir.
And we all have to move out of a zone into a realm.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to live the rest of our life in a realm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's a realm. And I'm going to explain that to you. How that in 21, you're not going to be able to live in a zone. You have to be in a place where the enemy don't know where you're at.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. The enemy don't know where you are.